Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on Sports Talk, a little pause on that Jay Johnson audio. I forgot about our Bet 365 triple option feature. We talk about some of the top topics around sports or what's on our minds right now. And I saw this the other day, guys. The ESPN put out their all quarter century team lineup and going to the quarterback position because I just feel like Drew Brees got snubbed on the list. Right now they have him on the practice squad with Aaron Rodgers, but their three picks for quarterbacks, you can probably guess Tom Brady definitely there. Also, Patrick Mahomes and Peyton Manning. And now I'm going to argue here that I would take Drew Brees over Peyton Manning when you look at the fact that his career, he's got more completion percentages higher. He's got more passing touchdowns. He's got less interceptions. The only thing that Peyton has more of is definitely Super Bowls and MVPs. Other than that, Drew beats him in other statistical categories, hands down.
You're not getting Drew on that list over Peyton Manning. I'm sorry. That's not happening.
To me, it just, I don't know. It's like 1A and 1B to me. Or I guess I could say 2A, 2B.
If it was only Peyton Manning on the Colts, I'd probably give you that argument. Peyton Manning going to Denver and having multiple MVP caliber seasons and then finishing it off with a Super Bowl, that's it. If Drew had gotten to Super Bowl in 2018 and won it, then I think we'd have a conversation. I just don't think that's a conversation.
To me, the only thing Peyton has over
Much
Drew,
as I love Drew.
The only thing he has over him, though, is the another Most Super Bowl title thing. and five MVPs, which Drew never won,
unfortunately. He went to four Super Bowls, Steve. Four. They won two of them. He went to four.
Well,
that's important. Why you play the game.
I'm looking at the statistics.
All right.
But also, like I said, also the runner-ups besides Drew Brees, runner-ups, I'm saying practice squad for their all-quarter century team, Aaron Rodgers in there. And I don't know, to me, I have Tom Brady, and my number two is just Drew, and maybe it is bias.
I mean, I'd give you Drew over Aaron Rodgers all day, every day. Like the fact that Aaron Rodgers has four MVPs, and like I don't love Aaron Rodgers. I think Aaron Rodgers is a great player.
Sure, there you
I'm
go.
Gonna praise it that way. But he's not like you look at his career and Drew's career, and like they are very similar, right? Both guys have gone to one Super Bowl. Both guys won one Super Bowl. The only difference is Drew got jobbed on MVPs in the season. He should have won MVPs, and everyone was like, 5,000 yards?
Big deal.
Everyone's going to be throwing for 5,000 yards in a couple years. It's a passing league now. Well, go look at the list and tell me how many people are throwing for 5,000 yards. It doesn't seem to happen anymore. It's almost like Drew was having special seasons, and for whatever reason, people are like, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, unfortunately, just didn't have the defenses either behind him when he's having those amazing seasons.
That is true.
Colin, what you got for us on Triple Option today?
I'm leaning back on the law again.
There was an article
from Ross Dellinger, senior college football reporter for Yahoo Sports, that came out earlier today. The University of Wisconsin and its NIL collective is suing the University of Miami for tampering in college football. The first of its kind, I'm reading from the article, and perhaps a precedent-setting move, Wisconsin is seeking unspecified financial damages, and Key, this is I think the big thing, a declaratory judgment deeming UM's actions as wrongful for interfering with a binding revenue share contract between UW and Xavier Lucas, a former defensive back who left the program in January to compete at Miami. Now, Wisconsin and Lucas struck a two-year revenue share agreement that, like all of them, was set to begin July 1st of this year, the first date the schools can begin directly compensating athletes. But because of this agreement, when he tried to enter his name into the portal, Wisconsin refused to let him. And that's when he tried to then skirt the rules as a freshman by withdrawing from classes, enrolling academically in Miami in January, a move to skirt NCAA rules requiring athletes to enter the portal to communicate with another school. Lucas enrolled for the fall of 2020 semester, reclassified to spring of 2025, or 2025 fall, reclassified to spring of 2025. Have you heard of a college getting sued for tampering by another college? I don't know. And I don't know if this is going to happen more often.
Oh, it will. Now that NIL is here, well, because they don't have to, because they can, a lot of time in the past, you couldn't sue teams for tampering because then you'd have to admit that you were all talking behind the, you know, like you were all doing stuff that was against the rules. So you didn't want to call out other schools for doing that stuff because then they would call you out. Now everything's out in the open. So yeah, you can sue them.
It was a little tricky because they said Lucas signed an NIL deal with the collective to compensate him until the university could legally then compensate him, which would then start in July in just, you know, a couple weeks. But 2 weeks into the portal opening window last December, Lucas, to the point of having fully shown commitment to Wisconsin, shocked and surprised the coaching staff with his request to transfer. So it's kind of like, I think they're kind of doing this because they feel burned a little bit, but I don't know if it's tampering.
So in the lawsuit, you mentioned there is no monetary value what they're seeking in return.
They are seeking financial damages.
But you don't know an exact amount.
Nothing yet. Okay. It all does stem, and I think it's going to be highlighted by the fact that in literally 10 days, 10, 11 days, schools will start directly paying players instead of these collectives, and that makes it a lot trickier in my mind.
Jeff, what you hitting us up with triple option today?
Yeah, so I'll go back to the NBA Finals. You know, I was talking about this earlier, home teams in Game 7. You're going to win a majority of the time. I mean, like the same reason I liked the Pacers in Game 6 yesterday when we were talking about it, like that crowd is going to be – like I go back to, you know, even at Game 3 in the playoffs when the Pelicans hosted the Warriors, they lost in 5 games. But that Game 3, the crowd, I would argue, was as big of a reason as any as why the Pelicans won a game in that series and didn't get swept. It was definitely a big part of why they swept the Blazers. But so if you want to go back, so of the last 19 – Game 7s in the NBA Finals, the home teams won 15 of those times. They're 15-4. The Thunder played a Game 7 earlier in this postseason, and it kind of highlights the issue that's probably going to happen, which is the Thunder going to win in a blowout. Because in that game against the Nuggets, you know, it's like, oh, hype up this game. Thunder win by 32. Pacers, Game 7 in Madison Square Garden last year, they beat New York by 21, right? Like, and that's the problem. This game is going to get hyped. It's on Sunday. It's in prime time. And will it be watchable after halftime? I don't know. But all time home teams are 112-38 in Game 7s, and that excludes the bubble because those weren't home games. So big advantage for the Thunder. I think they're going to be heavy favorites.
Hope this one is interesting and it's not, you know, a complete blowout. But I mentioned before, you can't ever count out the Pacers, at least. So even if it does get to be like a 30-point lead, it's like, could they?
30 is different. If it gets to 30, it's over. If they can keep it within 20 for the entire game, then there's a chance, right? Like, and that's what they did in game one, right? Like, they just kept it within in touch. Once it gets to 30, that's pretty much game over.
That's a wrap on Triple Option. We'll be back with more sports talk after the break. Stay tuned.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.